Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 26, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages each weekday morning to encourage people. Today's message is a bit longer and perhaps a bit deeper than usual, but I encourage you to listen to it carefully and further study and reflect upon this subject. I title the message, Lord, Open Our Eyes. The scripture portion in the three verses Brooksine will read is from 2 Kings 6, 15 to 17.
When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
The Lord placed this verse in my heart upon awakening early this morning. I write it particularly in regard to international events that so many of us are following. The truth from memory that especially gripped me was the sense of our eyes being opened. And I sat down to refresh myself on this concept. A vital spiritual principle is this. It's so easy to see the earthly reality, but far more difficult to see the equally valid spiritual reality. This is true in our own individual lives as well as international affairs. I desire to have the spiritual discernment of the men of Issachar. An obscure verse, we read, these men understood the times and knew what Israel should do. A powerful apocalyptic verse at the end of Daniel states, quote, many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. That's Daniel 12, verse 10. I want to be wise and see and understand the spiritual. Today's scripture portion is set in an historical period about 2,800 years ago. Elisha was a faith-filled prophet who had enraged the king of Aram with his accurate prophetical pronouncements that were essentially divinely given intelligence. In anger, this king sent an army to the city where Elisha was, and during the night surrounded it to capture Elisha. Elisha's servant awoke early, saw the vast army surrounding the city. He went to Elisha in panic and despair and asked what they were going to do. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? He said. With his physical eyes, he could easily see the army. The situation looked altogether hopeless. The prophet answered, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Elisha, as a man of great faith, saw a reality his servant was unable to see. As I consider this passage, I wonder if Elisha always lived in a state of faith where he saw the unseen. I realize I sure am a lot more like the servant than Elisha. I have no trouble seeing the armies of the enemy, and sometimes they do seem so massive and poised for attack. I can feel moments of despair as I struggle to see the spiritual reality. Elisha didn't rebuke his servant, but rather prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see. That's my prayer myself and for each reader today. Elisha's prayer was answered immediately in a remarkable way. The Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots all around Elisha. The servant's eyes were open to see the spiritual realm, the protecting might of the heavenly hosts. The record goes on to report that the Aramean army, in contrast, was temporarily blinded as Elisha prayed, strike these people with blindness. I firmly believe that this isn't just an historical record of God's help in ages past, but a powerful encouragement for all ages and all believers concerning the unseen reality of the spiritual forces which surround us. for God does not change. A wonderful New Testament promise that we need to hide deep in our hearts is from 1 John 4, verse 4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Today, fellow believer, may your eyes of faith be open, and may you be filled with hope and assurance as you realize the protecting might of the heavenly hosts who are truly gathered around all of us.
Let's pray. Dear God, I consider the ponderings of the psalmist who inquired of his own emotions. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? I want to surrender my emotions to you, knowing that my faith is grounded in you, Lord. This brings me hope even when the physical evidence would seem to the contrary. Help my faith to be resolute and unchanged by the ever-changing circumstances in the world and in my personal life. May the eyes of my heart bring spiritual vision that springs up hope and an overcoming spirit as I trust in you for everything. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. Indeed, may God open our eyes today to see the spiritual reality of God's care all around us. Today there's a musical supplement I want to share that I know many of us have sung and heard. It's a relatively recently written song called Open the Eyes of My Heart. And if you go to the site today, there is both an audio click and a video click. You should all have no trouble getting the audio since you're listening to the podcast. The video may not work on all computers, and even on mine, it's been a bit choppy lately from this source. It's a church I like to use their online resources in Canada called the Willington Church. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and we welcome you to visit the site today. Today's message will be on the site if you are listening the 26th of July. Any other day, just back up to the July 26th message, and you can scroll down through the message itself to get to these additional resources. I do have a link up to the entire context of today's scripture passage. It's just a neat passage I read again today, worth pondering upon. And have a link to an article by a writer. I've enjoyed his books and his writings, called Randy Alcorn. An excerpt from his book, In Light of Eternity, that is a perspective titled Safely Home. And I believe that will bless you as well. And finally today, if you go to the site, many hours often go into the preparation of these messages, and of course the message itself at this point, well, I've already been to about 8 minutes, so I could tell from the beginning it was going to be longer. Most messages are 4 to 5 minutes in length of message, and you condense the hours of study down to that. Well, I do have an additional resource on from one of my favorite study Bibles, the Full Life Study Bible. The comments from that study Bible, this passage, I found so helpful. And I posted those on the site today as well. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and courage. And again, may your eyes be open to see God's care around you.